smiles we left behind.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Where Are They Now? And we're thrilled to have on the phone with us Lynn Warren. Lynn Warren, as you know, is a retired Hastings High School music teacher. For many, many years was the heart and soul of the music program in Hastings. And we're just so darn thrilled that we're getting caught up with you. Hello.
Hello, how are you doing?
Well, I'm doing well, thank you. First of all, let's chat about how great you are, your wonderful career. And really, what's it like to leave a legacy?
Well, it's bittersweet. It really is, you know, and I don't really consider it a legacy. I was just so fortunate to move to a community that was just ready to circle around the arts and make it a priority in the community. And I think I came at the right time. And and as I've watched this community evolve over those 32 years, it's amazing. You know, there's been a lot of growth, and but also just a real focus on the arts, which of course makes me really, really happy.
Well, it does. And I remember one interview or conversation that we had a long time ago when you said as a kid, you always yearned for something like a show choir to fit in as, and you know, certainly in Hastings there's a lot of emphasis on other athletic things, but boy, show choir in particular, if people don't think that's athletic, they haven't been to an event. So what a just wonderful time, and now the beauty of carrying on the great Warren name.
Well, of course, that's another thing that just makes me really smile, and just watching my son do amazing work. I mean, he's this incredible musician and educator, and I just love to watch the kids interact with him, and he loves them to death, and they seem to just really love him as well. And it makes me happy, because you know, when you've worked all those years to build a program, and then you realize it's time to leave, and then to see someone take it and run with it and develop it into something that you didn't even think imaginable is a real, real treat and a real blessing.
Would you be still coming to choir events at the Hastings High School if your son was not involved?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh. I mean, especially since a lot of the kids, like this year's seniors, were my freshmen. It's nice to see them develop, and of course, arts is always going to be an important part of my life, and I would always want to be there, regardless if it was someone else besides my son, to support that program. Mm.
So tell us a little bit about your retirement, and then I know your wonderful wife, Kathy, is retired as well, and I think of the legacy she left behind. You know, the high school band kids, I'm thinking specifically, you know, the marching band, you know, they won the state tournament last year, and the show choir band, you forget that that's even a group of instrumentalists, let alone kids playing. She certainly has to be so proud of her part in all of that.
She is. And again, that's another reason that we always go and support, you know, all the concerts that we certainly can, because again, she's going to be seeing kids that she taught for quite a bit longer, you know, as they progress through the high school. It's so fun to watch, because when she's around, they always swarm around her, and because she, as you know, was really, really loved, still is loved.
Yes.
But they still have that great connection with her, which I know makes her happy.
And for her, it must really be a thrill, because, I'm sorry, but when she had them, they weren't quite as great as they turned out to be in high school.
Exactly. And even when she was teaching, you know, she got such joy out of watching them develop, you know, as human beings, but also musicians, and to see where she started them and where they ended up. It just really, it's one of those things that really makes you feel like you're making a difference.
I bet. So how long have you been retired, Lynn?
Let's see. So this is my third full year retired, going on a third year.
And what was it like that first fall?
Well, I took another full-time job, knowing that I just don't sit still very well. You know, I'm a real estate agent, and so I'm going to keep that going. And then I'm so blessed to have the Our Savior's Lutheran Church Choir. And then being retired, I had a lot more free time to to judge show choir competitions and do honor choirs and judge solo ensemble contests and judge larger group contests, which I thoroughly enjoy. But I wasn't really able to do that when I was teaching because I had my own teaching load and my own show choir, so I wasn't able to judge when I had my group out all the time. And so I got busy right away because then I started the full-time sales with Gateway Music Tours.
Well, let's talk about that, because if there ever was a job that's perfect for you, it's that. Tell people what that is, please.
Well, Gateway Music Tours, it was a company that started over 25 years ago, almost 30 now, by a band director in Monticello. And at that time, there weren't a lot of tour companies that just specialized in tours for music ensembles, really focusing on the musical aspects of it, as is performances, of course, clinics, and then also school exchanges. And so he wanted to really make it a focus, and he did. And I discovered Gateway probably 20 years ago. So I once I discovered that tour company and with its music focus, then I started doing all of our tours with Gateway Music Tours. And then, so it was a natural progression because, I mean, I knew what it was like to work with them as a director. So then I could go out and talk to other directors that perhaps hadn't really done that much touring or had toured with someone else, just to talk about all the pros and the wonderful things that Gateway has to offer for their music ensembles. So it was a great, great fit and a great transition, actually.
I bet it is, and you still get to do the best parts of your old job because you go on some of these trips yourself, don't you, to kind of pre-see what they're like?
Absolutely. So we don't, obviously, we don't manage all the tours that we sell because there's no way, but it is really fun to go along. Of course, I'm in a different capacity at that point. I'm not directing the choir, and I'm not, fortunately, having to discipline kids, which is never the fun part of tours. But so I let the directors and the teachers handle that. I just make sure the tour runs smoothly. I'm at the airport to pick them up if they're flying in, and then I just stay one step ahead or 10 steps ahead of each day to make sure that the director doesn't have to worry about anything except the musical part of it and taking care of their kids.
So do you work primarily with high schools?
Yes, although I've gotten into more colleges just recently, some of the area, Morningside, and working with Gustavus and Concordia, Moorhead, and UMD. And so that we're starting to, because again, I have a lot of friends that are in those positions, and so that I can go out and visit them and let them know about just, hey, just give us a try because I think you'll be really, really happy.
So what is your territory?
It's all over the country.
Oh, wow.
So, yep. I'm down in Iowa, Nebraska, mostly Midwest right now. But I've done some in Indiana, and just because they were former friends. I worked on a national conference with them, and so they reached out to me when they found out what I was doing and who I was working for. And so it's great to really promote a company that I know does an incredible job, and I feel good about it. It's like selling something that you know it's amazing.
Well, that's great. And for to think of you as a salesperson, too, I think you have a winning personality. And don't you think that sales is really just relationship building?
So much of it is, you know, and it's just the way I'm wired. You know, I couldn't promote or try to sell something that I didn't believe in or I hadn't experienced.
No kidding. So you'd be terrible
really
at that. Not only that, but I think that when you do believe in something, it just comes off naturally too. So I bet this is just really a joy for you. And I like how you get to do still some of the most favorite parts of your, you know, your career as a school teacher. So this is something that you and Kathy have been able to kind of experience together. Is that true?
No.
Oh.
the company does not allow spouses or significant others to go on the tours for a variety of reasons. First of all, they don't want the manager's focus to be pulled any direction. You're there to work, and you're there for the director and the ensemble. So that reason. And they also, you know, even though if I could tell the director or whatever, hey, I'm paying for my wife to go along, there's always the misconception that, hey, did we pay for her to go along? Did you understand that? So, and which I totally understand. However, the company is really, really nice about letting me extend. So if I have a few days after a tour or maybe before a tour, so Kathy can fly and join me, and then we can actually just vacation for a few days and just enjoy whatever area I'm at, they allow me to do that. And we take advantage of that quite a bit.
I would want to do that. That sounds like that would be a huge perk of your job. So tell us about some of these trips. Do you actually put them together yourself, or is there a separate team that does that?
No. So the way it works, since I'm in the sales part of it, I just meet with different people and then they ask for a proposal. So I work up the itinerary and the pricing and everything. And then I go out and meet with them again and just get their impressions of what the itinerary has built, because we have all custom tours. We don't have any templates.
Oh, okay.
So we build a tour based on what the director's priorities are.
Well, I love this.
And it's fun. It was a huge learning curve for me in that first year and a half, and still is, which has been great because I love a new challenge, and I've had to get a little more techie. Okay, maybe a lot more techie in order to figure things out, but they've been really patient with me. And then once, if they decide they want to travel with Gateway, then we turn it over to operations, and then they fine-tune all the details, sign all the contracts, and make sure that they're on top of all the deadlines when things are due and those kind of things. And we have a great system called My Gateway, so all the passengers have to sign up on it. And if they're under 18, the parents have to sign up for them, and so that we get all their information, anything from dietary needs to all correct spellings of their name for, like if it's an international trip, that's super important, obviously, and actually even if they're flying, it needs to, domestically, it has to be accurate.
Sure.
Not that students aren't always accurate.
Right.
But sometimes they would put down a nickname, for instance, and that doesn't work very well at all when you're checking in for your flight.
Has there been any requests that you just were not able to execute for whatever reasons?
You mean as far as destination?
Yes, or just, no. You know, when we're there, we'd like to do this wacky thing, and it was just too wacky.
Yeah, no, nothing wacky that I've ever tried to accomplish. It was mostly like if they wanted an exchange or a clinic with a certain school or with a certain director, and either they were on sabbatical or the school wasn't in session. Those are the only things that we struggle with a little bit. Sometimes we're going into an area and all the schools are on spring break. It's hard to have an exchange with schools that aren't in session. Those are some of the stumbling blocks, but we always find alternatives for that, and perhaps some other performances, maybe an additional clinic, fill the time that way.
Let's talk specifically about the climate that we're in for all business stuff and travel and everything. This must be a very interesting time for you and Gateway Travel.
Interesting doesn't even really describe it. Since I'm relatively new to this, I was like, what do I do now? Because obviously no one is wanting to talk about touring at all right now. And most teachers that I know, and all they're doing is trying to figure out how a rehearsal looks when you're e-learning. You know, how do you rehearse a choir,
right,
or a band over the internet? So there's, even if you're young, these are big techie things that just take a lot of time. So their focus is elsewhere, and we're really trying to be aware of that. So I've been sending out just emails just saying, hey, I'm thinking about you, and when the time comes, I'm still working on your tour in the background, we will move forward so that your students can enjoy the amazing things that lie there for them outside of whatever school or whatever community they live in. And that's the beauty of travel, or those experiences you can't recreate, especially with your peers and with an ensemble and making those musical experiences. In that way, it's been challenging.
And have you had to cancel some of your tours?
All of our tours for March and April are canceled.
Mm.
Every single one of them. Yeah, almost all the tours that I sold were March. They've all canceled. And, of course, it's really tough because people have saved and saved and saved and made payments for over a year. And then it's like, we want all of our money back. Well, unfortunately, it doesn't work that way for a variety of reasons. First of all, after a tour is sold, Gateway becomes the middleman. So we're paying all the vendors, be it motor coach companies or hotels or venues or whatever we were planning on doing, and they all have been getting their money periodically based on their terms and conditions. And so anything in March and April, all that money has been paid out to the vendors. So what we're having to do is reach out to them and see what, if any, refunds we can get from them. Just challenging because they're in the same boat as everyone else. You know, they can't refund everything or they won't have anything. So it's been a wide variety of negotiation, and we're trying to do the best job we can and be really aware that they need to stay solvent, but also that all the parents and students that have raised all these funds and paid it in deserve some sort of a refund as well. Trying really, really hard.
That is a challenge, Lynn. Let's end on a happy note. Tell us about Our Savior's Lutheran Church Choir.
Well, again, they continue to be a joy and a blessing in my life. Since then, I don't rehearse our choir regularly. Any new technique that I learn, they become kind of my test group. You know, and I rehearse really, really fast, and they're like, oh, you must have been on at a conference or something, learn new stuff. But they're so willing to try anything, try new literature that maybe they thought they could never, ever sing, and certainly they can sing it. It's just you have to rehearse it and practice it so they get comfortable. Again, they are just a joy to work with, and it's such a diverse group of adults, some of my former students all the way up to 85-year-old people as well. And then coming together to make music is just really, really special.
Oh, I bet it is.
I'm blessed.
Do you take any Catholics? Would you ever take any of
Absolutely.
Them?
Absolutely.
Excellent.
Yep. Absolutely. Join us anytime.
Join us anytime. I like the sound of that. Lynn Warren, we are so tickled that we got a chance to get caught up with you, and we want to say thanks for calling in and thanks for all you do. Now we can actually tell people, where are you now? So keep doing what you're doing. Stay healthy, and thank you so much. And if you want to buy a house, how could they get a hold of you?
I work for Wiscota Real Estate, so they can just look it up on the internet.
We love that. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.